The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you leave your phone charger at work, is it community property?
Oh.
Does it belong to the masses? Let's discuss. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend with the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And the question being posed is because my husband here, Automatic, is using a co-worker's charger. He said,
I forgot to charge my phone last night, and I feel like if you leave the charger here, it's for the streets.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
I agree with you on that DJ Automatic.
But she might want that charger. She might not want you to touch that charger.
She shouldn't have left it in the studio.
It doesn't belong to you.
It's for the streets, Dana. It's community property.
No, actually, there's a lot of rules, too. If you leave it, though, you get an hour to come back and get it. If not, if it's gone,
one hour? Oh, there's a time limit, Anthony?
It's code of the streets, Dana.
Especially for the chargers, bro.
No, that makes me mad because we left our little ring light here, and she's broken.
Yeah.
She's barely hanging on there because everybody's using her.
She wasn't built for the streets.
Yeah, see? Don't take it personal. It's just the rules of the studio, man.
Some people are survivors. Some aren't, okay?
Have you ever left something at work and then people take over? Food, don't touch it.
No,
lights, chargers, computer.
That's not a workplace, but when I was in college, my friend Los, he stole my Ray-Ban sunglasses.
What?
And no. I know he did because I forgot them in the computer lab, and the next day he's wearing them.
But I couldn't prove
that he stole them from me.
Did he tell you bought them himself?
No, I was just like, those are nice glasses. He goes, thanks, bro, and that's it. And he just walked away.
But why so, didn't you tell him those are mine, Los?
I couldn't prove it because I stole them myself. So
those Ray-Bans really were for the streets. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and shout out all the fun facts about names today. So it's National Name Day. And according to the Social Security Administration, there are 3 million men named James, making it the most popular name in America.
3 million men named
I would have
James?
Thought it was John or
Michael.
Michael, for sure.
Steven, Chris.
I have like 50 Chris's in my phone.
Is there a story behind your name, Aunt?
I am named after my grandfather. So
oh,
yeah,
that's
and my
a great
dad's middle name as well, too.
DJ Automatic, tell us about
Well, so my real name is Merritt, and I was named after a man who found my great grandmother going into labor while she was working in the fields and delivered my grandfather.
Oh.
And you were named after the farmer.
His last name was Merritt, and I was named after him.
So essentially, you're kind of named after a random dude.
Yeah, I'm literally. And then, so listen to this. It's a family name. So I have cousins, first cousins that have the same name as I do. And I think that is really weird.
My name is Dana because we grew up in segregated West Texas. And my aunt said, name her something white.
Hey, okay. There you go.
That's horrible.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Crazy Crimes of Passion. This is a true crime story in under 5 minutes. Today, I'm going to tell you about Juana Barraza, who lived in Mexico City. She was a wrestler.
She was for real.
She was also a nurse. Now, when she was little, she did have a lot of trauma happen to her. Her mother gave her away when she was only 12. Before that, she experienced other forms of abuse by her mother. Her mom gave her to this man who she claims abused her entire life until she was able to leave as an adult. Now, she went on to become a pretty successful wrestler and, like I said, a nurse. But beginning in 2003, Juana Barraza started to gain entry into the homes of elderly women by pretending to help carry in groceries or claiming to be sent by the government for medical help.
So she was using her nursing job to gain access to these homes.
Yes, and the women trusted her. Because
of course,
she was
kind
and nice, and she's a woman. Most of us women trust other women, especially when it comes to serial killers. You do not often hear about females committing these kind of violent crimes. Once Juana Barraza gained entry, she would pick a weapon, like a set of their pantyhose, stockings, a telephone cord, or even her own stethoscope, and she would strangle them.
My pantyhose.
Yes, and this went on for years and years. Because police never in their wildest dreams thought it would be a woman. So they were looking for a man. One of the women who was killed when Juana was leaving her home, there was an eyewitness who gave a description. The description said a male body type dressed in women's clothing.
Oh.
So then Mexico City cops started picking up transvestite prostitutes and interrogating them and sometimes beating them. And a lot of people were upset about the profiling that was going on. They were like, we're not doing anything. It was just them not understanding it was a woman. The last murder took place in 2005. The victim's neighbor saw Juana. Like, looked at her eye to eye, called police immediately, and she was arrested within a 3-block radius.
Ugh.
And she admitted to killing that woman. And then police put it together that she'd killed 20 people. And that's how Juana Barraza got her name as a serial killer, La Mata Viejitas, which again is the old lady killer.
Dang. Why do you think she got away with it that long?
Because she was a woman. And all of the eyewitnesses that would say they thought it was a woman, the cops just didn't want to believe it.
What do you think would make a woman go down this path?
She admitted to police that each of these elderly women reminded her of her mother, who had abused her entire life.
Oh, and gave her away.
Given her to that man. And so she felt satisfaction every time she murdered these women because she felt like she was hurting her own mother.
Ugh, that is some deep-seated issues.
Horrible. Juana Barraza was sentenced to 759 years in prison and remains there today.
Rightfully so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time to play Who's Lying here on the Dana Cortez Show. Trina, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's do it. Let's play Who's Lying, Trina. Yeah. Let's go. Miss Trina. It's a song for me. That's what really gets me every single time. So why are we playing Who's Lying? Because we're the baby morning show. We want to be everybody's number one morning show. So we got to go around the room, tell you a little bit about ourselves, catches someone is telling a lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you are going to get hooked up with some DCS merch. My name is Dana Cortez, Trina. I was an only child growing up. I was raised by my Nana, my Theo Frankie. That made me very greedy. Ooh. And I don't like sharing. I'm a giving person, but I don't like sharing. Even with my husband here, DJ Automatic, I hide my Oreos from everybody in the house. I can't help it.
I, too, was an only child, DJ Automatic here. That's why Dan and I get along. Oh. You know, that's probably why we got married, because we're both used to being alone and knowing when it's time to just go away from each other.
Yo, what up, Anthony A? And I am actually a middle child. I have an older brother and an older sister and a younger brother. We're all 5 years apart. So shout out to my siblings. I'll appreciate y'all.
All right, Trina, if you can guess who's lying, you get that DCS merch. Who's lying?
Anthony A.
Damn.
Trina, no!
Man, it was actually me that was lying. I'm one of four and also one of 36 grandchildren.
Yo, and I have.
So I'm far from an only child. I learned how to be by myself because I had to.
Man, I couldn't hear you clearly.
I got to ask you, did you grow up with brothers or sisters?
Yes, I'm the oldest of three.
Okay, did you like sharing when you were little?
I had to share.
And that's why I'm greedy. I'm an only child.
Now, though, I share with everybody.
Aww.
Was it all brothers and sisters or like all sisters? What was it?
Just two brothers.
You probably had to eat fast because I know for sure my sister-in-law says I had to eat quicker. I didn't get any food with the boys in the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to steal the little prizes out of the cereal box, so we would compete for the prizes and the cereal boxes and things like that.
I know all about that, actually.
I know what you did with your siblings. Trina, thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. I love you.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you want to play Who's Lying, call us up. 877-730-DCS1. You can leave a message if we don't answer, and we could be calling you next week. Woo! We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's WTF story, we're beginning with Benito, the Mexican giraffe, who is embarking on a 40-hour road trip in search of love.
Hey. Wait, a Mexican giraffe?
Yeah, Benito was born in the state of Sinaloa.
Oh.
And he's been hanging out there. There's no girl giraffes for him, just his mom. And so Benito's been sad. Plus, it's cold. It's cold where he is. You know, he's of African descent. So he needs some warm weather. Put him in the back of a truck, and they are taking him to Texas.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Because he's so tall, they have to stop when they get to a bridge and walk Benito under and then put him back in his cage. Where he's going, by the way, there are three female giraffes waiting for Benito.
So they will be Mexican-American giraffes of African descent.
Yes, like a lot of our listeners.
Well, I got some more news for y'all. Gen Z is going blind.
No, DJ Automatic. No.
They're saying that Gen Z is not getting enough sunlight, which is hurting their eyes. But they're also saying Gen Z is going blind from staring at their phones all day, which is causing nearsightedness. And according to CBS News, the epidemic's going to have a lot of eye doctors seeing a lot of green very soon here.
Well, if you're looking for a college major... Optometry.
Speaking of college majors, let's go to New York City, where a medical school is getting their tuition picked up. I'm talking every single student, a previous alumni member by the name of Ruth Getzberg, and her husband donated over $1 billion to the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, and all the students who are there currently are going to get their tuition picked up, and those enlisting in the fall or enrolling in the fall will also have their four-year tuition picked up.
That is one of the most incredible acts of benevolence I've ever heard. So now you go to this school, you become an optometrist, and you're rich! Yes!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Snoop Dogg, Chris Pratt, and Samuel L. Jackson all in one movie. I'll tell you about it when it's going to hit theaters right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have Tyler, the Creator, and Shaquille O'Neal celebrating a birthday.
All right, so my girl Becky G., I mean, she did the theme song for the Hot Cheetos movie. She's just become such an international star. I remember it was about 6-7 months ago that we reported her fiance, Sebastian Deggett, he's a football player, was talking to some Instagram OnlyFans model. You know, Becky G felt disrespected and broke up with him. They've been spotted back together. Video and photos, and she looks very happy. My question is, he didn't officially cheat, but he was talking to someone else, so that's considered not being faithful, in my opinion. Can they make it second time around?
It sounds like she more put him on timeout than anything, because
that's a long timeout, automatic. That was like half a year or more.
I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, like technically wrong.
Out of pocket. I think a lot of that falls on like the discipline that he has to have going forward as a man. You got to really constantly reassure that it's never going to happen again. But, you know, some would say it's foolish to trust a professional athlete not to cheat. So, well, best of luck, dog.
I think it's interesting, Otto, that you said he really didn't do anything. So here's the question, because we want to make it a topic. If your significant other is just flirting and talking with someone else online, is that okay, since you said he didn't really do anything? 877-730-DCS1. Call now.
Do it.
All right, and then finally, the Garfield movie is coming to theaters May 24th, my birthday. Starring Chris Pratt as Garfield, Snoop Dogg's in the flick, Samuel L. Jackson, and more. This is one of the remakes I'm actually looking forward to. It's going to be fun. And Snoop and Samuel L. Jackson in a movie together? Come on!
I loved Garfield as a child. I loved the cartoon. I loved the comic. The last Garfield movie, it was okay, but
this was going to be good.
I'm just curious to see if Samuel L. Jackson can go a couple minutes without cursing.
Because it's a kid's movie. You're right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Where's the best coffee? When you're on your way to work in the morning. Top 5 has been released by Eat This, Not That. DJ Automatic's going to give it to us. Time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
All right, so the first ever over-the-counter birth control pill is hitting stores later this month. It's called the O-Pill. It is 98% effective and only about $20.
Oh.
You can pre-order right now. I'm really worried, though, because there's a lot of people in politics and that are making laws that want to make birth control illegal. And that's scary.
I did see a funny meme the other day that said, when are we going to start freezing men's sperm instead of women's ass?
Damn, that's a wild meme, son.
I'm like, what kind of they algorithm caught me off guard, you but guys?
I was like, wait, they're coming for men's bodies now? I better be interested in this.
Well, if
they came for men's bodies, the pill would have been available a long time ago on every street corner. Trust. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Eat This, Not That came out with the top 5 fast food places that serve coffee, okay? So number 5, McDonald's.
You've always told me I like McDonald's coffee.
Here's one that I don't ever eat there, but I guess they got good coffee. Jack in the Box.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Number 3, Culver's, which they got good food. Number 2, Wendy's, which
that's a surprise.
That's a real shock. Nice. Okay, Wendy's.
But the best fast food coffee by far is Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yes. They said that this is hands down the best fast food coffee there is.
I've never had chicken and coffee. Why?
Who sponsored this survey here, dog? I don't know.
Probably Chick-fil-A.
I don't know, bro. Chick-fil-A coffee? I've never heard anyone say, hey, let's go get coffee at Chick-fil-A. Ever in my life.
I don't think I've ever gotten one from there, but I can imagine their chicken sandwiches are amazing.
I want to take a poll. Where is your favorite spot to get cafecito in the morning? 877-730-DCS1. That would shock us even more than Chick-fil-A. Okay.
Now, this is a little bit of a dishonest confession, but sometimes if you go to Chick-fil-A and then you let the guys with the little like notepads know that you're paying with cash in the front, by the time you get to the front, they forget that you didn't even pay.
Cool.
What?
Oh, just
shouldn't
say.
Have told me that.
What? Let's go. I'm gonna go get a chicken and a biscuit and coffee right now. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have National Dentist Day.
Hey,
and at the same time, it's National Oreo Cookie Day. So
who
you know
did
what?
That?
You pick which way you want to go, America.
Well, first of all, get your teeth cleaned twice a year, floss every day. You'll die with your teeth.
Second of all,
Oreo is the best cookie.
Yes, it is. Invented in 1912.
I don't want to talk about any other cookie. Okay, Automatic always brings up whenever it's Oreo Cookie Day.
It's
give
not my
Oreo
favorite cookie.
Day. Whatever. I don't care. You eat the whole bag when I buy them. How do you eat them? Do you dunk them? Do you twist them? Do you bite them together? What are you doing here?
I try to dunk if I can. I never...
The biggest, dunk in the milk?
Yeah. Nastiest thing is, when I was a kid, I used to actually put my fingertips in the milk.
Yes. Oh, no. You contaminated.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I'm a hardcore twister, and then I eat the middle.
Nice. Twist and lick?
Twist and lick.
And Automatic will come home with the double mega stuff. It's too much.
That's the only part of the cookie that I like, because the little chocolate stuff gets stuck in between my teeth, and then I have to go see the dentist.
The only way I eat them is eating the whole bag. It's horrible. It's awful.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier, playing the game Who's Lying, we all went around the room, told a story about ourselves, and not revealed that I'm an only child, which is 100% true. I was not lying. I never knew how good I had it.
Oh, my
God. Not having any brothers or sisters. People are like, oh, don't you wish? Wish what? That I had
can't
to
imagine
share
how,
things?
Nope. How boring it would have been to be an only
boring,
child.
Because you have no imagination,
Automatic. All my friends that were only children, they're a little odd.
A little socially awkward.
Yeah. And they were always begging to come to my house.
I was not begging to go to anybody's house.
It was always a party at my house because a lot of kids.
I find out that a lot of my friends who were only children growing up don't know how to share really either. They get so
I live with one of those people.
Oh, no.
Me. I don't share anything except my life on the radio. Other than that, food, I get so weird about it, and I know I shouldn't be like that. And of course, I share because I have to. But when I was little.
Reluctantly. She does it.
I had everything. And my mom, be honest, I've been real honest about things, right? We grew up humble. If I'd had a brother or sister, I wouldn't have had braces. I wouldn't have had a lot of things. Like, you know, she only had me, so she was able to afford certain things that she might not have been able to if she had a bunch of kids.
Growing up with a brother, younger brother, mainly most of my life, taught me that sometimes life isn't fair. Because there was moments where me and my mom were going through certain struggles,
okay,
and then
Anthony?
Looking back, and my brother had the luxury of, at the time, having a parent, two-parent household with income.
Oh, he didn't have to go through that struggle.
He had his own struggles, definitely, for sure, but he definitely had a lot nicer football equipment than I did. I will say that.
Me growing up with a zoo of people around me at all times, because think about it. My mom was one of 11. I'm the first of 36 grandchildren.
Jeez.
And then I'm one of four from my mom and dad.
Born in 5 years.
Yeah, and so there was always a gang of people around me. I literally learned how to shut people out completely. I can be in a room full of chaos and I can be by myself.
And you learned how to walk fast. You had a family of fast. You walk fast, dude. That's something. That's off topic, but does your whole family walk fast?
No, it's just me.
He just walks fast to get away from all of them. You know what's weird? You do know how to shut noise off, because I will go to our bedroom early and close the door because I don't want to talk to anybody for like the last hour of my evening. I'm an only child. I need a little alone time. And Automatic will come upstairs with the playlist blasting in his studio, the TV on, streaming God knows what on his phone, asking me, what are you doing? Trying to get away from you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.